Hello, and welcome to Life in Their Sandals. This is a podcast where we dive deep into the lives of biblical people to determine how we should live as Christians today. I'm your host, Chris McGrath, and today we have the exciting opportunity to do something a little bit different than what we normally do on this podcast. But I thought recently while I was teaching a lesson at Calvary Tabernacle in Indianapolis, Indiana, that particular lesson really aligned well with how I like to structure most of these podcast episodes. So the lesson in hand, the topic in hand, is Zerubbabel rebuilding the temple. And what follows is just an excerpt from a sermon I did at Calvary Tabernacle about the life of Zerubbabel. I hope you enjoy it today, and I hope we can learn a little bit from putting ourselves in his sandals.
Oh, why don't we keep that going right now? Come on, if this is the day that the Lord has made, somebody just rejoice for a moment. Clap your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, he's great and he's greatly to be praised. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I would like to say thank you to Pastor Carson and, of course, the pastoral team for the opportunity to speak the word of the Lord tonight. I want to talk to everyone tonight about hope. Somebody say hope. And I found most of my preaching assignments in the last year have been in kids' church, which has been a lot of fun. And I want to say to everybody that I figured out if I can get my point narrowed down to one sentence, they've got a good chance of figuring it out. But I really figured I'd strike gold if I can get it down to just one word. So the one word tonight is hope. And more specifically, the book of Zechariah, chapter number 4, verses 9 through 10. I will go ahead and read these scriptures. The word of the Lord says this: "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house," talking about the temple. "His hand shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven, and they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth." I want to focus on that first line of verse number 10 for just a moment tonight. Who has despised the day of small things? Somebody tell your neighbor, it's the day of small things. So there was a jogger one day. He was out running on his normal route. And as he was running, he was maybe a little bit like me in the sense that when I'm jogging, I just want it to stop. I just want it to be over. And I'm looking to get out of it. And I'm trying to cut it short. I'm taking any shortcut I can. And wanting to take a shortcut, this jogger went a different way home. And he took a detour. And as he was on this different way home, he saw something unusual. And he didn't know what it was. He saw this, it looked like a house, but it had a roof, it had walls, but it was only coming out of the ground by like 2.5 feet. And I've actually sent a picture to Sister Danny, if she could pull up this picture. This is the picture that this jogger took. And so wanting to get information, he of course did what you should always do, which is go to the internet. And he went to the internet and he posted and he said, "What is this? Can anybody explain what this is to me?" And the answer came quickly. The answer was this, that this is what was called a hope house. And the idea was that in this time and in this particular moment in the economy, the housing market was a little ridiculous. Can somebody say amen? And thank you. And he said that people, they didn't have the resources to completely build the house, but they knew it was going to be a big house someday. So they said, "We're going to start with the basement. We're going to put a roof on it, and we're just going to build what we can while we have the time and resources to do it. And when I get a chance, I'm going to add on to it." Now, we would never look at this home, and we would never say that this is a dream house that we would see on MTV Cribs or something like that, but sometimes when you don't know any better and when you don't have any better, a dream home is just a house that keeps the dream alive. And so they decided, "I don't have it all figured out, but I'm just going to start somewhere." This is where I see Zerubbabel in scripture. He has been given a difficult job. He has decided to take group from the captive land of Babylon, take them all the way back to Jerusalem. And he has been chosen to do something very amazing, Brother Losh. He's been chosen to rebuild the temple. And on his way back, I can see him struggling to comprehend what he's seen. This was their homeland. This was the place that they had been taken captive out of. And he sees the broken down buildings. He sees the streets that are still dirty. And I can imagine that it was a hard thing to see the center of their universe, the center of their government, the center of their religion, the temple being destroyed. But he walks up to this side and he just begins to clear aside the rubble, and he just decides that he's going to roll up his sleeves, and he starts working and he starts building brick by brick. He starts building an altar there and he lays the foundation, and the scripture that we read says it was just a small thing, but the hands that laid the foundation are the same hands that are going to finish it someday. And I want to tell somebody today, in your life, you will have a chance. You will have a word from God, just like Zerubbabel did. And the choice is yours. You might not be able to finish it all in the first go, but will you start somewhere? Will you roll up your sleeves and say, brick by brick, I'm going to start building something here because I've got a word from God. And when God says it, it's as good as done. It's just up to me to be faithful in the meantime. And so Zerubbabel, he didn't take this job because it was going to be easy. And he didn't take this job because it would make him popular. In fact, he took it because it would be grueling work. And it would be something that there were many times, and you can read about it in the book of Ezra, there were people who attacked the Israelites trying to rebuild the temple and rebuild the walls. There were people who came against them. They sent letters back to the king saying he was doing the wrong thing. Sometimes the enemy will try to distract you. Sometimes they will try to distract you and attack you. But the thing that we all have to understand today is this. Just like the prophet Haggai said, the glory of this latter house is going to be greater than the former. And so I'm just going to begin to build. In the time that I have and the strength that I have, I will build. I want to tell somebody today that Zerubbabel, as he was working on this temple, as he was building it, he was down there and he was putting the bricks, the stones, he was building the walls. He was not just laying a physical foundation, but he was laying a spiritual foundation. Because it would be 11 generations later that Jesus would sit in that same temple as a young boy, and he would confound the scribes with his understanding of the doctrine. It would be the same temple that Jesus would stand in, and they would bring all the blind, all the lame to him, and he would heal every one of them and send them away changed forever. It would be the same temple that Zerubbabel built when he started small, that Jesus would look at the scribes and the Pharisees and he would say, destroy this temple, but in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up. Because that temple was not just a physical building, but it was pointing towards the temple of the body of Jesus Christ that would be slain, that would be beaten, that would be offered up as a sacrifice for you and for me. And so today I can stand here and say that it wouldn't have meant as much what Jesus did had Zerubbabel not finished that temple. And it was vitally important that he got the work done. And so brick by brick, it was line upon line. It was precept upon precept. It was here a little and it was there a little, but his hands got dirty and it looked like it was just a small thing. But as he began to work, it just built layer upon layer. And someday it grew into something that would make it amazing what Jesus would do in our lives. So I just want to tell somebody today, when you begin working for God, you have no idea how far it will go. It might look small in the moment, but get your hands dirty. Bend over and pick it up, because someday God can take what you've built and make it amazing. Greatness has got to start somewhere, and it's our job to get it started. I wonder if there's an elder in this place. You might have started like that house I showed a second ago. It wasn't all pretty. You didn't have it all figured out. But like that jogger asked the question, he said, what is this house? He had a follow-up. He said, man, this is so cool that I know that this area has these types of homes. And when I drive through, it would be interesting to know how many of these hope houses started and are finished. When I look at the normal houses, how can I tell which one started as hope houses? And the answer came quickly. It said it would be impossible to tell. Because what started as a hope house was ultimately finished to be a beautiful home. And the only way that you could look at it, I want to tell somebody, they might have been laughing at the start of the race. They might have been laughing in the middle of it. But when they crossed the finish line, there was nothing anybody could say. And so whatever it is in your life, you might be wanting to bring your neighbor into church someday, see them at an altar, see them change. I want to tell you, it might just start with dinner at your house. And so start small, because God can just take that little bit of faithfulness and he can make it into something so much greater. And so I want to tell you all today, build your hope house. Build your hope house. Whatever it is, just get out there and start doing it. Because if you don't know how to do everything, you can just do something. And you can just begin to build just like Zerubbabel did. And so I don't care if anybody says it's crazy. I don't care if anybody says that it's not able to be done. I'm going to stand and say that God is able to finish the good work that he has started. And that he's able, if he's given you a dream, to see it through to completion. And so I wonder if anybody believes that today. You might have walked in this place, and because you're wearing a nice suit, we could have never known that you battled with alcoholism 40 years ago. We would never be able to tell. Maybe you started smoking when you were a teenager. We would never be able to tell when we looked at you, because God was able to take you from that dirty, small beginning all the way to where you were amazing and a testimony of what God can do in somebody's life. Does anybody have a testimony today? Just begin to clap your hands unto the Lord if you believe that. Oh, we're going to build our hope house. Clap your hands in Jesus.
I hope you tune in next week. We will be talking about someone who is very integral to the story of the Bible, and I know that you will enjoy it. Hope to see you next time, but in the meantime, be blessed. Have a great week.